Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we'll be talking about the signs and symptoms of borderline personality disorder and how to understand those signs and symptoms and really how to recognize them. Many of us grew up with a family member we didn't even realize might have had signs and symptoms of BPD. We just tried to understand them, and maybe we had difficulty connecting with them or understanding them or being understood by them. Many of us might be even married to or in a relationship with somebody that has BPD signs and symptoms, or we ourselves might actually have those signs and symptoms as well. And understanding it is so important to be able to understand others as well as to understand ourselves. And ultimately, that understanding is key to having that knowledge, and that knowledge is power. And it's interesting because when you think about these types of situations, you think about brain differences. And so I really want to start talking about that before we get into the signs and symptoms, because I really want to establish the fact that we all have, you know, different types of brains. Our brains are not the same. It doesn't all act the same way, right? We don't all act the same way. We don't all have the same personality. You know, when you think about patterns of thinking and feeling and behaving, we're all unique in that own right. So we're all unique. And so no one acts the same way. And we have to understand that. You know, we might describe somebody as really outgoing or fun-loving or introverted. But again, those are descriptions for the personality, the elements of the personality. And because our personality is connected to our identity, you know, we have to understand that as well. And we can put into perspective personality disorders and might understand what that means. Because I think that when we hear personality disorder, we automatically think about a judgment of character or a personal flaw. But really what that means is just a different pattern of relating to the world, about how we see the world differently, maybe not in its normal seeing of things, but what really is normal anyway. So the thing about it is, though, is understanding that when there's differences and when we see the world in different ways and we see things differently and we interpret things differently, that can sometimes cause problems in many areas of life, including our relationships, our work, our job, our career, and the feelings about others and ourselves. So it's really important to be able to understand this, recognize it, and realize that patterns can be changed, and realize that we can make changes in our life, and realize that we can work to deal with stress, and we can work to improve interpersonal skills, and we can also work to calm ourselves and to calm that emotional storm that we can feel when we're having situations and circumstances that make us feel that we're not in control. And so today's show is about understanding BPD, understanding the signs and symptoms, and understanding where it comes from and how it looks. So it's not a judgment call. What it is just a discussion to understand and to better identify these types of situations, because this can be very helpful, and it can be very helpful for us to understand, but also we can communicate better, right? So that's the key, is that if there is somebody in our life that has these signs and symptoms, or us ourselves have these signs and symptoms, we can begin to understand, okay, this is why this is happening, or this is why this person's acting like this, or maybe this is why I said that. Maybe that's exactly why I said that, is because of the fear that I'm having in my own life, the fear that I'm dealing with, and where that's coming from. And we're able to actually understand, okay, this is why I did this, or this is why I feel challenged when I'm dealing with this situation. So we're going to be talking about the nine symptoms of BPD and really understanding those and understanding what they look like, and how to acknowledge that. And then also, you know, looking at it from a different perspective, you know, if there is somebody in your life that that is dealing with this, how to understand where they're coming from and not to be triggered by some things that they do. And so we only have so much time in the radio show, but we're going to cover as much as we can. And I'm going to be as slow as I can, as far as I'm not going to be talking at 180 word count on today's show. I'm going to slow it down a little bit, but let's begin with talking about the first symptom of BPD that I find intrinsically important is the fear of abandonment. Okay, so there's the fear of abandonment that is, it's a hallmark of BPD. And it's about being scared, terrified of being left alone, being fearful of being abandoned. You know, being left alone, it creates a lot of fear and anxiety. You know, it could be something very simple as somebody getting home late that can trigger fear. It can be triggered when somebody is not responding back on text or calls. You might get triggered, a person with BPD or yourself might be triggered with somebody not responding back. So let's say that somebody was supposed to text you or call you, and you're texting them and they're not responding. It's been, you know, 20, 30 minutes. You continue to text. They're not responding again. It's been several hours. That can really trigger, the fight or flight within someone. And when that is triggered, it's almost like it cannot be shut off, right? Because when somebody's triggered to fear, that abandonment, and we have that underlying current already, so underlining within ourselves, we already have this fear of abandonment. And then someone does something to trigger that fear. And essentially that's what's happening, right? So when somebody's triggering something, it's, you know, it's pushing that button, right? So if I have that fear of abandonment and somebody that I'm trying to get in touch with is not responding to me and continues to not respond to me, you know, one of the worst things you can see is if somebody's reading text messages, but they're not responding as well, or if somebody feels like they've been blocked, that can be an increasing amount of fear. And at that point, it can go on, you know, Mach 50, where the person is texting 100 million times, trying to get this person's attention, calling, emailing, doing whatever possibly can to get in touch with this person. And what I found is that if you're experiencing this at some point, now, if it's in a situation where the person's really angry and mean and yelling and berating you, that's one thing. But if somebody's trying to get in touch with you, the best way to be able to slow this down and stop this is to respond. Okay, so understanding that if somebody's doing that, and I'm not saying that everybody always has a reason, and I'm not saying that we always have to, you know, give in to somebody, but honestly, what I've realized is that if somebody does have a fear of abandonment, and it can be somebody that you're with romantically, or it can be a friend. I mean, think about this. A friend can also fear abandonment as well. Okay, they can fear that you're going to leave them, you're not going to be their friend. So, for example, if you have plans with a friend of yours, and you know, I'm just talking about platonic friend, and they're planning on going somewhere with you, and you know, the time is here, and y'all are supposed to meet, and you're not responding to them, they might continue to text, they might even pick up that phone, but also there's a courtesy factor too. We got to think about that. We have to think about following through and that sort of thing, but realizing that if somebody does have these tendencies, you know, not responding to them or not being timely, when we say we're going to be somewhere, is going to create this anxiety and this fear that is going to trigger them to maybe act out or do something that they really don't want to do. And maybe they might act rude, or, you know, maybe they might start a fight even, in retaliation as well. So things that you want to think about, and I'm not saying that we want to walk on eggshells, and I'm not advocating that as well, but I'm just saying we do need to realize that if somebody does have that fear, and that fear of abandonment is not just strict BPD. Now let's get that straight. People can fear abandonment, and they can be codependent. Okay, people can fear abandonment. There's lots of different levels that people can fear abandonment, because if they've been abandoned before, if there's a historical record, if mom or dad left, if they had a spouse leave, multiple ways. Also, just, you know, that fear can just be resonating with them. It can just be there innately within sight of them. And so remember, this is not just for someone that has signs and symptoms of BPD. So understanding that and recognizing when somebody is displaying those signs, that they might be over-texting, over-calling, but you can slow that down and eliminate that if you respond. Now, if somebody's getting out of control with that and calling you names or berating you, you will want to, at some point in time, you know, cut that off. And I don't know if defending yourself is exactly what it is, more like just not allowing that type of communication to happen. Because I think when we allow someone to be angry, abusive, you know, we've probably allowed that before, and being able to kind of look at that and reason with that. And that's something we really want to think about, you know, because we don't want to allow someone to be abusive, you know, even if it is mental abuse. And abuse is mental, emotional, physical, remember. So it's not just, abuse is not just about physical abuse. It can be mental and emotional. So, you know, really think about that too. What are you opening yourself up to? But I'm speaking in the tendency of, you know, hey, you had something that you had planned, or someone's trying to get in touch with you and they can't get in touch with you. I recently had a client that was getting on a flight, and she had contacted her boyfriend, and, you know, they had agreed that he was going to pick her up, but, you know, they hadn't talked that entire day, and she was getting on the plane, and she had called, and he hadn't picked up the phone. There was no response. It texted, no response. And that can really push somebody over the edge when they're feeling like somebody's not going to follow through, but more than that, the fear of abandonment, that that person's not going to be there for them, and so that causes great distress. So understanding that there might be situations, and it could be somewhere on the scale, right? It doesn't have to be extreme. It could be a slight fear of abandonment to an extreme fear of abandonment. So, you know, just being aware of that can really put things into perspective. You know, another symptom when we talk about BPD, because remember, we have to have lots of these symptoms. It can't just be one, two, or three symptoms, you know, to really consider somebody to say, oh, yeah, that, you know, they have BPD. And again, I don't like to define people in general. I don't like to define us. It's not really fair. Somebody might have symptoms and signs of something, but does it make them XYZ? I really think we have to be really careful with that, because I don't like to define people based on that. I think we need to define people based on their individuality and understand the fears and the things that they have that's going on, and then be able to see them, you know, separately from this stuff, but also understanding why they do what they do. And that's what I think is so helpful, is understanding the reasons for why we do what we do. And when we understand those reasons and we can see that in other people, that can be super, super helpful. So another indication and a symptom of BPD is the concept of unstable relationships. You know, having unstable relationships, multiple unstable relationships, you know, and if you're looking at BPD in general, folks that have these signs and symptoms, you know, tend to have a short-lived relationship, but that short-lived relationship happens to be pretty intense. So they may fall in love very quickly. And unfortunately, though, more often than not, they do fall in love very quickly, but they can also be quickly disappointed. And that's something to think about as well, because the relationship also is looked at by the person with BPD as either being one way or another. And usually it starts one way. And I'm not always saying that the pedestal starts in the very beginning and starts really, really fast, but I'm saying that more often than not, in the beginning of a relationship, when you're dealing with someone with BPD, they're going to see the other person that, you know, as a perfect person. They're going to see them as a perfect person. They're going to see them perfect, and they're going to jump into that relationship very quickly. And it won't be until over time where they begin to see, or they see things in that person that they're not happy with. And it's hard for them to see both sides of the equation. So they might love somebody and really care for them and have a relationship with them and have them on the pedestal, but then something might happen where they get very angry with that person. They feel that that person's not right for them. They might, you know, start, you know, devaluing that person and devaluing the relationship. And there might be some anger and hatred there too. So there's lots of different levels of what happens with the swing of emotions when it comes to somebody in a relationship that happens to have BPD. And so we have to look at that too. And so there's unstable relationships just because in the beginning it can start off quite quickly because of the way that they see that person, where the person can do no wrong and this person is perfect. And that's why it can be a whirlwind relationship. And we're going to talk more about that here in just a bit, because we have a lot of stuff to identify. Because in these situations, when we're dealing with that in the beginning of a relationship, we have to understand that's the type of pathology that we have to work through, and that oftentimes that's something that's carried through relationship after relationship. So stay tuned. I'll be covering more of that, more of the symptoms of BPD and how to understand it and how to recognize it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're identifying the 9 symptoms of BPD, how to understand it, and how to spot it. And many of us might be dealing with a family member or friend, and some of us might be dealing with ourselves and understanding, okay, wow, this makes sense. I'm understanding why I have made certain choices in my life and why certain things really, really are fearful, or why I might have had several unstable relationships. But we have to look at these symptoms, and we have to kind of group them together. So if you have one or two symptoms, it doesn't really make anything, because we can all have various symptoms and thoughts. And like the fear of abandonment, like I was talking about before, can apply to many different people. It doesn't matter if you have BPD or not. It can apply to many different people. It can even apply, you know, it can even be connected to even codependency, that fear of being abandoned. Because a lot of times when we're codependent, right, we have a tendency of doing whatever we have to do to get along. We have that fear of, you know, somebody leaving us. And so therefore we sometimes find ourselves in relationships that are not necessarily working for us. And so going back to where we were right before the break, as I was talking about unstable relationships and that valuation about valuing that person or devaluing that person, and I call it the pedestal, right? It's on the pedestal. You put that person on the pedestal in the beginning of the relationship because that person can do no wrong. And so they fall very quickly in love with that person. And they also, when we put somebody on the pedestal and there's a tendency of having BPD tendencies, one of the things about it, though, is we end up putting a lot of faith, you know, somebody with BPD puts a lot of energy into that person, that other person, and they, you know, look toward that person to do various things for them, so that person becomes kind of their end-all be-all, becomes their favorite person. And in that fact, it's like, you know, they can do no wrong, but over time, as that person might fall short by doing things, it ends up becoming very apparent and real to that person, and over time can devalue that other person, find the faults in them, and basically pull them off that pedestal. And that's something to really think about as well. So if you're in a relationship right now where you feel like you were being treated like a king or queen and now not so much, you might want to also analyze if you're trying to get back on the pedestal, because a lot of times when we're in these relationships, you know, subconsciously we like the way it feels when somebody really thinks that we're amazing. We like the way it feels when somebody has put us on that pedestal, and so we're trying to get back there subconsciously and don't even realize it, and in that process we can begin to lose ourselves. So this is very interesting and things that we want to talk about and discuss, because as we lose ourselves, that's the thing that we have to really think about. And that's how we get sucked into a certain relationship where we begin to lose our identity. We lose what we stand for because we've been given so much to that person. And why is that? Because we feel good about how that person's treating us. We want to get back there. And so if we've fallen from the pedestal, we don't really realize that consciously. We only realize it subconsciously. So we start doing things for that other person as much as we can to get back there. And so in that process, we may agree to things we don't want to agree to. We may negotiate things we don't need to be negotiating. We may let go of all of our boundaries and have no boundaries in the relationship, again losing more of our identity. There's a lot of different levels to that. So that unstable relationship. So far we talked about the fear of abandonment and unstable relationships. And I want to jump into, and we'll be talking more about this in the next segment as well, is an unclear and shifting self-image. And this is something that's very interesting when it comes to the signs and symptoms of this, is understanding the shifting self-image and understanding how that self-image can be very unstable and how that works. So when I return, I'll be talking more about unclear and shifting self-image, as well as impulsive and self-destructive behavior, because we're going to talk about that too, because we're going to really cover a lot today. And then in another show coming up, I'm going to really dive deep into each one of these so that we really understand it from every side and every angle, because that's what's so important. Is I'm going to bring out, you know, one piece, and then we're going to look at it from every side. So we examine it from the part from somebody that's dealing with the BPD to somebody that's living with a person that with BPD, and understanding how that impacts us on both sides, and how that impacts how we feel, how that impacts our actions, and how that ultimately impacts the relationship. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA Radio News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been focused on the 4 Ukrainian provinces that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation. The American soccer community is mourning the loss of Grant Wall, who died while covering the World Cup in Qatar. He was 48 years old. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. Fellow Republican Mark Fincham is also challenging the results. Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water crisis. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from the state Supreme Court. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm identifying the 9 symptoms of BPD, really understanding them, and we're going to get into deeper discussion throughout new shows here in the future with each symptom and really understanding each side of the coin to understand how it affects you if you have it, how it affects you if you're living with it, all these different things, because this can be very helpful in understanding the dynamic, the family dynamic, the marriage dynamic, the friendship dynamic, and understanding what really is going on, because knowledge is power. And right before the break, I was talking about unstable relationships. And, you know, oftentimes when somebody does have, you know, signs and symptoms of BPD, there are those unstable relationships because the relationship does begin intensely, but it ends up, you know, fizzling out because of the pedestal phase and the devaluation and the idolization and how that impacts the relationship from the very beginning, because we're unable to see kind of the gray areas of somebody, realizing that somebody can have really good points about them and can really be a decent person, but at the same time, they can also have other things that aren't really always perfect about them. And so, you know, looking at the concept of splitting with somebody that exhibits these signs, you know, so somebody can, you know, we're not able to see that there's like a middle ground. Instead, we see somebody as always good or, you know, perfect, or somebody that's horrible. We can't see that middle ground. And so that can definitely be problematic. So let's jump into the unclear and shifting self-image. And so I've been talking a little bit about that. And when we're dealing with BPD, the sense of self can be a bit unstable. It can be a bit unstable. So sometimes you may feel good about yourself. Other times you don't. You may even view yourself as a horrible person. You may hate yourself. You may feel that yourself is evil. So you've had a friend or a family member say that about themselves. This could be a telltale sign. It's also really difficult to know what you want in life and who you are. So because of that, there's a tendency of, you know, changing jobs, changing friends, family, lovers, religion, whatever you can change. Not necessarily family, but the people you consider family, that type of thing. The things that you want to do in life, even sexual identity. So there's that unclear self-image that is very pertinent when it comes to this. And so, you know, having that unstable self-image also can create fear within oneself, because it's scary to not really know who we are or what we want. And we might try to take on many different versions of that, but, you know, not really find the appropriate version because we're not really seeing ourselves clearly. And in that process, we have this confusion on our self-image. So somebody that you don't really know, you know, if you have a family member, a friend, or your spouse, and they seem to waffle from, you know, things about them, or they're constantly changing their clothing or their looks or their job or their friends, you know, this is a sign. And again, all of this can be seen, and all this can be observed, and all this can be dealt with. It's not the end of the world. We just need to realize that we're doing it, you know, and we need to realize and understand what's happening. Sometimes if somebody in our family or our spouse is doing this, it could be overwhelming and trigger us to be upset. But if we begin to realize that it's based on this unclear and shifting self-image, maybe we begin to realize, okay, hold on a second, we need to really look at this in a deeper level and not get so triggered by it. Another symptom is that self-destructive behavior. So being extremely impulsive, engaging in, you know, thrill-seeking, engaging in risky behavior, engaging in, you know, unprotected sex, drugs, alcohol. It may make you feel better in the moment, but it turns around and bites you in the butt, right? So it may make you feel better in the moment, but you feel bad about your behavior. You begin to feel shame and guilt about your behavior. So it's a double-edged sword. It might help in the moment, but then turns around and creates havoc in our life. And so if you're, you know, if you find yourself kind of going out and having this self-destructive behavior, this can be an indication. But again, remember, it has to be coupled with multiple symptoms as well, because some of us might just, you know, act out in self-destructive behavior for many ways, and a lot of that is self-sabotaging behavior, right? Self-sabotaging behavior and self-sabotaging ourselves, and that can happen with anybody. It doesn't matter. It can happen with anyone, because many of us are dealing with self-sabotage. Another indication is self-harm. So if somebody has suicidal behavior or is deliberately self-harming themselves, this is a big thing. And it could be something like cutting, even scratching yourself till you bleed with your nails. It can also be having like a, you know, an eating disorder where you're starving yourself. These can be versions of the self-harm, meaning, you know, you really are really wanting to hurt yourself. And because you are so upset, you're so angry, you feel, you know, lesser than, and so there's multiple reasons why. And so this is definite indication as well, coupled with some of these other symptoms and signs. Another that I really want to talk about is the emotional swing. So that unstable emotions, the unstable moods. And what I mean by that is in one moment you may feel extremely happy and joyful, and then the next not. Things that somebody else can deal with maybe easier and less emotionally can put somebody with BPD in a tailspin. And the mood swings are intense. But they can also pass fairly quickly. But remember, they can go back and forth. So if you're living with somebody that might exhibit some of these signs and symptoms, they might be going from hot to cold, cold to hot, black to white to black. They could be very happy with you. A good example is, oh my gosh, you are the best husband in the world. You are such a great provider. I wouldn't know what to do without you. You make my life possible. To, I hate your guts. I can't stand you. Are you cheating on me? I know you're cheating with that woman at work. I know it. I can prove it. And that could be said within the same hour. Okay, it could be said in the same day. It could be said in the same 48 hours. It could be said in the same 10 minutes. So it depends on the speed of the emotional swing. And we'll talk more about that in an upcoming show because I want to take it piece by piece. But that emotional swing is very important to understand because that can actually make us feel like we're having whiplash. And it can also make us feel like there's some crazy making going on, because if you're going from one extreme to the other, where a person is telling you how amazing you are to the person is telling you what a horrible person you are, that can be very problematic, not only for our psyche, but also for our self-esteem. And it can cause a lot of havoc in our life. So if that's happening, we need to know that. We need to understand that this person is extremely going from, you know, this high pedestal to this devaluation on a constant basis. But it's also happening within their own minds, too, because they're putting themselves down as well. So there's a lot of things going on emotionally, and there's also a lot of projection going on. And that's something that we can identify as well. Another indication that I want to talk about are the feelings of emptiness. So there's chronic feelings of feeling empty. You know, oftentimes when somebody has BPD tendencies, they talk about feeling lonely, they feel about empty. There's a void that they feel. It's almost like something that cannot be taken care of. They, you know, there's a tendency of feeling like there's nobody, they have nobody, there's nobody there for them. That they're alone, and it makes them feel very uncomfortable. So they may try to fill that void with drugs, food, sex, whatever. But the problem is that that doesn't really satisfy them, and so that becomes the problem, is that it doesn't really satisfy them to where they need to be at. And so in the process of not satisfying them, they continue to keep doing that, but they come up short, and they keep feeling that there is nobody and there is nothing, making it more and more stressful for them, and that becomes problematic. And so we have to deal with that, and this can be worked on. It can be worked on. We can work on these feelings of emptiness. We can work on this. This is definitely something we can work on, but it takes a lot of work and effort and time and energy and awareness to work on that, because that feeling can push you to do a lot of things that you wouldn't do otherwise. That feeling of emptiness can push you to do things that you wouldn't do, things that are outside of things that you would ever want to do. And that can also lead to guilt and shame as well. So not only do you do something to try to fill the void, you do that, but then you feel guilt and shame on the back end of that. And that becomes even more critical for you. And then you do it again and you feel even worse about yourself. That leads into, you know, feeling bad about what you're doing and feeling bad about yourself. And that can lead to self-harm as well. That can lead to, you know, really having an unclear self-image. And then also I found, too, is that the more we try to fill the emptiness, the more the fear of abandonment kind of creeps in again as well. So some of the things that folks are doing to try to fill that void actually creates more emptiness feeling, which kind of it's almost like it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. And, you know, and I think it's part of the wheelhouse, though, is like, okay, well, this might make me feel better, but it doesn't. And so seeing that. Another indication that we need to talk about is explosive anger. So oftentimes people that suffer with BPD have intense anger and a short temper, and may have trouble controlling that. Sometimes they can be completely consumed with rage and anger, and it can be directed outward, and it can be directed inward. And a lot of folks with this actually direct it inward, and they're so angry at themselves that it comes out in other ways to other people. Also, it could be directed the opposite way, where it's directed outward and how the other person is evil or bad. But also that can be projection as well. So you see how the anger is internal, and the anger can be given to people outside of the person. It can be internally taken, but then it can also be, you know, dual in the fact that the person is like yelling or arguing or throwing things or being enraged. But yet that anger is not just about that other person. It's really also about themselves. And sometimes the anger could be more about the person themselves, and it's coming out. And that can be hard to understand, too, because you're not really understanding that this person is super angry with themselves. They were super upset. They're angry about what's happening in their life. They're angry about what they're doing. And so this can come back and ricochet. But remember, there's also the collateral damage. So if this is happening and they're very upset about this, you could get hurt, yelled at, screamed at because you're in the proximity of the situation that can create the problem. And so understanding that intense anger and understanding that situation is very, very important to being able to limit and lower that explosive anger itself. The last one that I want to talk about in today's show is feeling suspicious or out of touch with reality. So there can be that suspicion, there can be that paranoid thoughts and behavior. So we can feel that everybody's out to get us. We can feel that everybody is out to hurt us to some degree. And this paranoia can feel very real. In the moment. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, then that in and of itself is one thing. I mean, we can feel suspicious or we can feel paranoid about a situation, but, you know, coupled with multiple symptoms is what we're talking about. But, you know, I want to go in more in depth with each one of these symptoms, but we don't have enough time, but we will here on upcoming shows. There's also some other situations and disorders that can also co-occur as well. You know, there might be depression issues, substance abuse, eating disorders, as well as anxiety disorders. And I talked a little bit about that as well because I feel like in the self-harm, you know, factor, we have that type of substance abuse, which is part of that. But I also feel that, you know, as far as the eating disorders is something that can be controlled. I hear that a lot of people, you know, when you're dealing with these types of tendencies, BPD tendencies, the eating disorder is also co-occurring. But from what I've heard from most clients that are dealing with that is that this is something that they actually control, meaning that they can control their own eating disorder even though they're controlling when they eat or when they don't eat. And it gives them a feeling of control, but yet again, this is self-sabotage. This is self-harm in and of itself. It's self-harm. And so understanding that and analyzing that is super important to understand. So whether we're seeing that we have multiple symptoms of BPD, or we're seeing that a family member, a friend, a coworker, or a spouse, or, you know, a significant other is dealing with this, and this can be extremely helpful and understanding how to communicate, but also better understanding of why these things are happening. I think that when we don't have the answers and we don't understand and we're questioning why something's happening, we get lost in what we should do. Like, what is our response factor? How should I act? How should I respond? You know, how should I respond in that situation? How should I act? You know, what should I sit back? Should I comment? And a lot of times when these things are happening, and let's say that someone's acting out because of their fear of abandonment, maybe somebody's acting out and self-destructive because of the impulsivity, maybe somebody is emotionally mood swinging and that is creating havoc in our life and it's triggering us to feel a certain way, in this situation now we can understand better yet why this is happening. And if it's us ourselves that are doing it, understanding where this is coming from, because all this can be worked with. All this can be helped. And there's lots of ways of coping through things. There's ways of improving our interpersonal skills. There's ways of actually working on ourselves to begin to acknowledge this and actually deal with distress and control impulsivity. So there's ways of dealing with this as well and ways of working together. You know, if this is a close friend, family member, spouse, you know, there's ways of working together to make the situation work out even better and also allow everybody to understand one another and begin to grow and not be triggered in the process. When I return, I'm going to give you some more tips and tricks on things that you can do, some more awareness pieces, some more aha, hopefully, to really help you to see things even more clearly. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Whoa!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about the signs and symptoms of borderline personality disorder and how to understand them better. And remember, when I was talking about those signs and symptoms, there's many of those signs and symptoms that any of us can have, anybody can have. That fear of abandonment is very readily available to anyone. The self-sabotage piece is very relevant to anybody. And so there's a lot of these pieces that we can all, you know, have to some degree. Depends on, you know, kind of at what degree are we dealing with that. But remember, we have to at least have five of the symptoms of BPD to even consider having those signs and symptoms. And we really need to think about that. And it's not about diagnosing. I think it's about understanding. And yes, we need to know and have information, but, you know, you might not be able to diagnose a relative, a family member, friend, or spouse, but understanding and seeing some of that and maybe bringing that to light so that they can begin to get some help that they need and begin to talk to somebody so they can actually discuss how they're feeling, and that can be very helpful in and of itself. So understanding those. And, you know, really one of the things that I definitely want to really, you know, express is that we can do many things to reduce any sort of negative vulnerability, which is avoiding drugs, things that are mood-altering drugs that we don't need to be taking. We can minimize stress. We can exercise regularly. We can work on meditation and relaxation techniques. We can get plenty of sleep. We can get a balanced and nutritious diet. There's a lot of things that we can do We can also be aware of the things that we're doing that we need to stop doing, you know, like the reckless sex, the dangerous driving, the binge drinking, the cutting, and seeing that because, you know, of that impulsivity and dealing with distress. And that's where, you know, when someone is feeling overwhelmed by difficult feelings, this is when we see this, because we try to escape, right? We try to escape or control the situation with something else. And so we need to be moving from being out of control to trying to work to being in control in our day-to-day life and being able to manage our emotions and beginning with getting in touch with our emotions and staying calm and focusing even when we're in a situation that might be upsetting or overwhelming or emotional, and being able to really focus on concentrating on taking care of ourselves, because we can feel out of touch, we can feel out of control, and those are the things that we don't want to feel. So we definitely want to gain control. And so ultimately, you know, I'll be doing more shows on this and really expanding on these symptoms and signs and understanding. But if you're in a relationship with someone that has these signs and symptoms, if you're starting to see that you yourself have these signs and symptoms and you're starting to put together the pieces of the puzzle, it's time to begin to explore ways of dealing, ways of understanding, and ways of being able to open our mind and open our eyes to these emotions, calming ourselves down and understanding how to deal with basically the situations that take place. Because I believe that, you know, these symptoms and signs, to me, are, you know, kind of the way that we act out. It's the way that we're acting out based on the pathology. And so understanding, why do I act out this way? What is making me fearful? Is there something that this other person's doing that I need to be aware is triggering me? You know, and remembering too that, you know, somebody might be triggering us, but in the same half, we may also be triggering them. And so understanding that, you know, some of our actions and some of our inactions could be triggering them as well. Understanding that and seeing kind of both sides to the equation. I also think that being able to be in relationships where there is communication is extremely valuable, because when we're in a relationship where there is not good quality communication, we are unable to communicate clearly our feelings as well as to understand someone else's feelings. And, you know, one of the things, too, is just being able to ask questions of other people, not assuming things, because we don't want to just assume something or abruptly accept something, because we're going to end up acting on those assumptions. So really getting clarified intentions with other people, and also clarifying as much as we can our intentions, but also clarifying as much as we can with our emotions. If we feel a certain way, why am I feeling this way? If I'm wanting to go out and do this, or I'm wanting to go out and binge drink, why am I feeling this way? If I'm feeling overwhelmed about this feeling of abandonment, why am I feeling abandoned? Why am I feeling this feeling? Where is it coming from? Is it happening in the situation, or am I on deaf, you know, am I really on edge emotionally, feeling as if this is going to happen, but it's not necessarily going to happen? So there's lots of different things that we can look at and see, you know, am I taking this to the extreme, and try to understand as best as we possibly can, but in the process being able to see ourselves more clearly, just to understand what we're dealing with, or help to understand what the other person's dealing with, and begin to see how we all play a role in the situation. I hope this show has helped you. I'll be talking about more on this subject. I have other videos and content on this subject as well. Check out the YouTube channel. Go to Ashley Burgess, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S, or Life Coach Ashley Burgess on YouTube as well. Stay tuned. We have a show coming up for you next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com, and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at